I like things to be open and upfront about this creating business. And it doesn't matter, I think, how much practice you get, how good you get at it, because there's always an expansion, you know, you keep going. And what I've noticed when I'm creating something, like, let's say, envisioning the 3.6 million as they're in my bank account, you know, getting the feeling that that money is there to the point where you experience it. There's going to come a day when things are not going so good. You know, something goes wrong in life, somebody rubs you the wrong way, or somebody says something and it just happens to hit you and you get a little down. I get those days. Today's one of those days. I already kind of started last night. I could feel it coming. After a while, you know, you'll notice that thinking about the 3.6 million in just in a way where you experience it brings you a very large sense of happiness. Then when something happens or is about to happen in a sense, or you sort of drop down in your mood, you begin to notice it fairly quickly because you're up more times. And it's not so much an up and down swing anymore. So you can tell really quickly that your mood swing is kind of changing and maybe becoming a little oversensitive or whatever the case, right, for a time. So that's what I'm having. It's one of those down days. And, you know, I tried kind of bringing up the feeling of 3.6 million and I can't quite do it. It's there, but not really. But I still try because in my mind, I stay at the maintaining. Today I probably won't achieve a very good feeling of it, no matter what I do, but I can maintain the feeling in the sense of it at least. You know, hold it where I am and not allow myself to slip even further down. To some extent I allow myself to feel a little negative or down. You know, and then you also get this feeling, this is probably never going to happen. I mean, it would be nice if I already had the 3.6 million, then I could just tell these people to stick it in your ear. All kinds of things kind of filter in our minds and our thoughts. And it's okay, it's part of life. It's part of life experience. You know, we don't need to criticize ourselves that for it. That just makes it worse. And during that time, you come up with all kinds of thoughts, like, what the hell am I doing this for? I mean, is it really going to work? Is it really going to do anything? I've been doing this for months now. I don't see any money. When we're down, you know, it's has that effect of not quite being very inspiring. So sometimes we feel a little negative. We don't want to continue on and so forth. That's normal. As long as we recognize what it is and realize that we need to swing back. We don't force ourselves to swing back, but just let it run its course a little bit and lean towards swinging back. That's really all a person can do and continue to believe. So you gotta believe in something. And I like believing in my own power, in my ability to direct the energy of the universe to create the life that I want to live. It's a good thing to believe in. And really, when it comes down to it, I could lose anything in my life, but if I lost that, the ability to believe, well, then there's really nothing left, because then all hope disappears too, because my hope is based on my ability to create the life that I want to live. And if that ability is gone, or, well, I don't think it ever goes away, it just, we don't believe in it, and so it's not in our grasp. So the trick is to continue, I think, to continue to believe, you know, and just, believe it's possible. I mean, I know it's possible. I've done it now for quite a few years, and I'm improving all the time, but I wanted to expand more. But there are going to be those down days, those days where you're just not sure anymore, or you're just a little grumpy, a little edgy, and you kind of feel, I wish it just would show up and get this thing over with. I'm not sure what causes that, but I believe that if I have those days, other people must have them too. Well, actually I hear it from people's emails. They do really fine for a while, and then it sort of hits them. They drop down for a day or two, you know, get a little depressed. And that's normal, especially when we reach for a new high, a new level of good feeling, happy feeling. After a little bit, there's a little bit of a slide down for a couple of days, and then you go back up. And usually after that, you lift up even higher. That's what I notice for myself. So basically I try to maintain myself so I don't slip any further down. I try to hold it at a certain level, experience it, allow it, but yet not dwell in it so that it keeps continue sliding lower. And I give myself time and rest if I can. Stay away sometimes, stay away from other people, put myself in a situation that doesn't affect my mood any more to bring myself any worse condition. So I sort of almost hide away as much as possible for that time period. Sort of become a little overprotective maybe. But I don't want myself to slip any lower. I see it as an adjustment. Just a little bit of an adjustment period. It's sort of like adjusting the dial on a radio. And the radio goes out of tune for a little bit and you adjust it a bit and then you realize it's even in better tune than it was before. That kind of thing.